The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the show. We spoke about the Chinese communists a little bit last hour with Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. But let's delve a little deeper with respect to the dilemma presented to American business in terms of dealing with the Chinese, particularly as Attorney General Barr has weighed in, generally speaking, with American business and more recently, specifically with respect to Hollywood and their relationship with the Chinese. And of course, we've talked about the NBA's relationship that was put on full display after Daryl Morey's tweet heard around the world. For more on all of this, delving more deeply into what we can expect to see from these various American business sectors, with respect to the Chinese going forward with more profile on their repression of Uyghur Muslims and Hong Kongans and Chinese citizens more generally. Pleased to be joined again by Chris Fenton, producer, former president of DMG Entertainment, and author of Feeding the Dragon, Inside the Trillion-Dollar Dilemma Facing Hollywood, the NBA, and American Business, which is scheduled for release just in a few days here, July 28th. I'm sure you can pre-order online. Chris Fenn, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
So, you know, give us your perspective, as particularly from Hollywood, on where, you know, the big players in Hollywood stand vis-a-vis China today. Has that moved at all with the higher profile the Chinese communists are getting internationally with COVID, with the persecution of Uyghur Muslims, and with American businesses being encouraged to, if not onshore, at least get out of China as part of your supply chain?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, there is a lot of awareness of the problem. The question is anybody doing anything about it? And if you look at, I come from the Hollywood community. I have a Hollywood background. The Hollywood community tends to lean left.
Lean left.
I'm very nonpartisan with this issue because I do feel like China, tackling the challenge of China is both a red and blue issue. Like, there is no way we're going to be able to tackle this challenge. It's a massive challenge. It's a very, very entangled web that we have created over the last 30 years with that country. And there's no way just the Republican side can take control and take the reins of this and make it work. The Democrats have to jump into it too. And it's one of my biggest frustrations because I am both, I'm a country first voter, and I'm somebody that talks to both red and blue regularly. And I'm trying to wake up the blue side to this. So you have two issues. One is half the country doesn't want to talk about it, right? Number one. And then number two is we are a free market capitalistic society, and we embraced this rampant globalism over the past 30 years as something that was in the best interest of all Americans. So you do have a massive follow the buck problem where all industries, all companies, all C-suite executives really want to bury their heads in the sand on this issue because there's so much money on the line and there's so much investor and shareholder pressure to keep the game going.
But where are all these social justice warriors in Hollywood that love to take on causes? They're seeing the same things we're seeing with respect to minorities being persecuted in China. This would seem like a wonderful opportunity for them to make a principled stand and say, I don't want to be part of Chinese communist funded movies and the like.
Yeah, I mean, and we saw it also with the NBA. The problem is you have what is going to be the largest market in the world. For Hollywood, it's the second largest, soon to be first. For the NBA, it's obviously the second largest market and is only getting bigger. You have massive investor and shareholder pressure to keep that revenue growth going. So here's the issue. Any executive that comes out and speaks up about this can just simply be replaced, right? So they become a sacrificial lamb. If LeBron James steps up and says, "Free Hong Kong, I support what, you know, Daryl Morey's tweet was," he gets canceled out in China. He loses his whatever $50 million a year, and somebody else just steps in there. If Bob Iger does it for Disney, they'll replace him with somebody else. What needs to happen is not have this sort of whack-a-mole sacrificial lamb situation where every man for himself, speak up for your principles, you get replaced, somebody else comes in. We need to create rules of engagement and a new way that we address the China challenge moving forward so that everybody has the weight of the United States behind them when they speak up. So, for instance, Bill Barr, Attorney General, brought up this movie, World War Z, which I spend about five pages in a chapter talking about. And it's flattering to know that my book has been making the rounds in Washington, D.C., because it has woken up a lot of people to the issues. The China Task Force has it now, and they're doing research out of it, and it's hopefully making a difference. But if you look at the way World War Z was tackled, if Paramount said no to the CCP directive of what changes they wanted done, Paramount would have been retaliated against by the Chinese market, not just for that movie, but for all their movies. We've seen that before. So if America gets behind this and says, hey, we're not going to handle cross-border censorship like removing the Taiwanese flag from Tom Cruise's jacket in the upcoming Tom Cruise movie around the world so that Taiwan's issues with China aren't seen by people in Germany or the U.S. or whatever, we're not going to stand for that anymore, CCP. But it's not just that studio that's standing up to you. It is the weight of the United States, because this is the way we want all companies and all executives and all industries to behave. And if there is retaliation, you will get the weight of the country behind that leverage to say, no more, CCP. You're going to allow them access. These are the rules of engagement. And we're not going to put up with this anymore. And hopefully, after we put those rules together, we also pull in some of our traditional Western allies to back us up. Because the last thing we want to do is shut Paramount or Disney or Nike out of it and suddenly have Adidas in there or Studio Canal or Bollywood or whatever it is replacing it. We don't want that whack-a-mole situation. We want to have the Western alliances and ourselves behind this agenda.
He is Chris Fenton. He's a producer, former president of DMG Entertainment, author of Feeding the Dragon, Inside the Trillion-Dollar Dilemma Facing Hollywood, the NBA, and American Business, which releases July 28th. And you can pre-order at all the usual places, I have no doubt. And interesting perspective as somebody coming from Hollywood making this case on China. So it's rather unique and, as you can tell, provocative. Chris, thanks so much for joining us and good luck with the book.
Dan, I so appreciate it, and I so appreciate the point of views that you and your audience has, and I think this discussion needs to be had and constructively, because there is a way to do this that's America first, and that is the priority.
Absolutely. Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care.
Dan Proft Show on the Salem Radio Network.